Monday, 10th week, Ordinary Time 1. Readings from the second book of Corinthians and the Gospel of Matthew. First reading, second book of Corinthians 1, verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the church of God, which is at Corinth, with all the saints who are in the whole of Achaia, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For as we share abundantly in Christ's sufferings, so through Christ we share abundantly in comfort too. If we are afflicted, it is for your comfort and salvation. And if we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which you experience when you patiently endure the same sufferings that we suffer. Our hope for you is unshaken, for we know that as you share in our sufferings, you will also share in our comfort. Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 1. Seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my name. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so men persecuted the prophets who were before you. Theme: Opposition between God and human beings. There are many oppositions between God and people. While people are looking for prosperity, God teaches, Blessed are the poor in spirit. While people find all possible ways to dominate others, God teaches, Blessed are the meek. While people try to avoid suffering and find all possible ways to escape sadness, God teaches, blessed are those who mourn. Jesus' homily on the Mount is considered by many a revolution beyond all revolutions. They are the greatest challenge for those who believe in Jesus. Is Jesus' teaching so ideal? Does his teaching provide an opportunity for the capitalism to exploit the poor and the reason of social injustice? Two examples help us to understand these problems. First, Mother Teresa, though admired by many for her good deeds, they criticized that she took the rich's exploited money to help the poor. They questioned why she didn't voice her opinion to oppose the social injustice so that there would be no gap between the rich and the poor. Such a solution shall wipe out forever classes and social injustice. Second, Jesus, though he had power to meet the Israelites' expectations in the Messiah, but he chose to be a meek and suffered Messiah to redeem people's sins. The devil tempted him in the desert to do what people are thirsting for, such as to convert stones to bread to perform lots of miracles and to give them glory and riches. But, or if he could do as such, people shall believe in him. But do these people ever ask this question? If Jesus fell into the devil's temptation and did as such, how many people of this world would still believe in him? In reality, the more people have a satisfied life, the further they are from God. Today's reading provides us material to meditate about God's plan of salvation. In the first reading, St. Paul gives us two reasons for people's sufferings: to be consoled by God and to have sympathy for those who need it. In the Gospel according to Matthew, Jesus gave people seven Beatitudes to practice in their life. These Beatitudes are totally opposed with what people use to think about them. Analysis, Reading 1. Why do people need to suffer? There are two reasons for suffering. After greeting the faithful in Corinthians, St. Paul praised God as follows: Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction. Why such a powerful God and rich in mercy? Why does such a powerful God and rich in mercy, why doesn't he give his children what they're looking for? Instead, he makes them go through all trials, pain, and suffering. St. Paul gives us two main reasons. One, so that God has an opportunity to support and console us. First of all, we need to understand that God isn't wicked, as he causes us to suffer, so that he might have an opportunity to console us. But he lets suffering happen due to changes in our universe and our abuse of freedom. Secondly, nothing is more important than the relationship between God and us. We must love God above all things, and suffering is the apt time for us to develop this relationship. St. Paul confirmed that. He comforts us in all our afflictions. Love used to develop and increase with time of needy and suffering, but be still or less developed when we are rich and happy, so that we might support and console each other. The second most important commandment is to love others. Suffering is helping us not only to develop our relationship with God, but also our relationship with others. As St. Paul writes, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. A Vietnamese adage said, if you hurt your eye, then you shall have compassion for the blind. This sentence wants to say that the one who has a hurt eye shall feel very irritated, but can't compare with the blind because they can't see anything. All things to them are darkness. Similarly, when we pass through trials and sufferings, for example, hunger and thirst, we know what these are. Therefore, when we see a mother with her child begging for food, we feel compassion for them and give them food. St. Paul suffered for the Corinthian faithful. Paul's life is a good example to illustrate why God let people suffer. Before his conversion, Paul was so eager to the point of jealousy, he didn't tolerate those who lived against the law and the tradition. After that event, Paul gradually and completely changed because Christ wanted him to suffer for preaching the good news and extend it to the Gentiles countries. Paul endured misunderstanding, scourging, persecuting, and even death. But he was still courageous to go forward, because Jesus always accompanied and consoled him. These things helped Paul recognize God's love and to be more generous in helping the faithful everywhere. Gospel of the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. This is a hard and difficult teaching to understand. We need to carefully study to find out what Jesus wants to say. Is poverty good? What happens if one is so poor that he steals or robs to have his food and dishonors God's name? Or he rebukes God for forsaking him? Many people compare living in poverty as in hell. In opposition, is richness bad? Is being rich bad? What happens if the rich lose their God-given riches? What happens if the rich use their God-given richness to help messengers in their missionary, as Linda helped Paul to have a place to live and to preach the gospel? In general, poverty helps people to hope in God, whereas richness makes people believe in their power and effort, so it is easy for them to forget about God. When people have everything they need in this world, they do not look for God's kingdom. The poor have a better condition to look for God's kingdom and to believe in God. An example shall illustrate my point. In Vietnam, all the churches are full of the faithful. They are still poor and have time for God. In many developed countries, the churches are empty or only have the elders. They use their time to work for money to the point that they have no time for God. In Vietnam, there are so many vocations for priesthood and the consecrated life, to the point that the seminaries and religious orders don't have room for them all. In Europe and North America, the vocations are scarce, to the point where many seminaries and religious orders have closed their places. Many of them, in order to survive, must come to Vietnam or Africa to get vocations. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. A female saint said that whomever God loves more, he shall send more suffering to that person. Therefore, she wished that it is better for her to have suffering and to be consoled by God than to have a life happy without feeling God's comfort, God's love and consolation. Application in life. Where our material things are, our minds shall be. If the kingdom of God is our desired treasure, we shall live as Christ teaches us in the first beatitude. Whomever God loves more, he shall send to that one more suffering. He shall be consoled by him and easy to sympathize with those who are in the same situation. If we desire to love God and others, we shouldn't complain when God gives us suffering, when God gives suffering to us, as the third beatitude teaches us.